Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is on.
The ticket Soros bought and Sith tricks. Oh, Israel, why has Israel decided to go it alone? Have you read the prophecy? The ticket Soros bought vows to cut off arms support for Israel. Oh, America, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Jesus said that. Stolen election, stolen valor, the thief comes to steal. Harris Walz support baby murder to the ninth month, the thief comes to kill. Harris and Walz both preside over wanton destruction by BLM and Antifa, actually encouraging the rioters, justifying their actions, and that was during the George Floyd riots. Walls fiddling while Minneapolis burned, and Harris funding bail release for those few vandals in Minnesota who were arrested. Vance observed they work well together, like a tag team. The thief comes to destroy. Jesus said the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but he has come to give us all abundant life. Choose wisely. Anyone suppose Harris Walz will back off the weaponization of government against Americans? Well, since Harris took nomination from Biden, the FBI has raided private citizen whistleblower Scott Ritter's home and mega-conservative Tennessee Congressman Andy Ogle's home. And by the way, there is a very interesting take on Kamala's esoteric hand-waving, some say spell-casting activities and antics that you should check out. I mean, how many of her employees who bolted from her oppressive, raging, bully-like behavior sometimes call her witch? And now some are suggesting she might in fact be one. Very interesting. Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Oh, Israel. Why has Israel decided to go it alone? Well, America has not been so blatantly anti-Israel since Obama was in office. You might remember some of his antics. America is weak and despised by the world, and equivocating in her support for Israel. Israel has finally said, fine, we're going to defend ourselves and go it alone if necessary. America is under leadership that is pathetic and weak. And that's Biden-Harris, by the way. Neither the American president nor vice president acknowledged Netanyahu's visit lately. I mean, no greeting, no photo ops, you know, shaking hands, that kind of thing. No declarations or affirmations of solidarity with Israel. Nothing. A total snub. Reminds us of the Obama years when Bibi was left waiting for something like an hour before Obama would deign to show his face. In fact, here's a long list of Democrat Congress members who were no-shows in protest to Netanyahu's visit to the Capitol in July. America is dissing her best ally in the Middle East and at the same time sending every conceivable message to Iran that America supports the murderous regime oppressing the good people of that country, of ancient Persia. Harris is obviously sympathetic with pro-Palestinian anti-Israel protests going on, or at least that were going on. Have you noticed? Since the Democrat convention is near, they've quieted down. Also, Harris gave them what they demanded. She passed over a Jew, Mr. Shapiro, governor of Pennsylvania, to pick a wishy-washy I'm for Israel but running mate. Also, Harris lately promised pro-Palestinian protesters she will consider an arms embargo on Israel if she is elected. Wow. We give Hamas, Taliban, $85 billion in arms with our botched withdrawal from Afghanistan and now and billions and billions of dollars to Iran, and now she's talking about placing an arms embargo on Israel. Have you read the prophecy? Bible thump alert. Bible thump alert. Gotta initiate my new listeners on here on this new station. The Bible says, "Thus saith the Lord, because the Philistines have dealt by revenge and have taken vengeance with a despiteful heart to destroy it for the old hatred. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will stretch out mine hand upon the Philistines." And by the way, that word's rooted in the word we use today for Palestine or Palestinian. "And I will cut off the cherethims." And by the way, that means executioner. Specifically, very technically, it identifies somebody who is in a covenant to cut off, combined with a word that means to butcher. I mean, it's the closest thing to the word terrorist that you'll find in the Hebrew Bible. And so these Palestinian or Philistine terrorists will be cut off and destroyed. Ezekiel 25, 15, and 16. Friend, among the ever-shrinking number of reasons God has not yet cast America into hell, as Psalm 9:17 promises, with all the other nations that have forgotten him, it would be our resolute support for Israel. Now, we had better turn this thing around, and we better do it quick, believe me. We do not want to be on the wrong side of this. So, who is surprised that the ticket Soros bought, you know, an Ashkenazi Jew who turned against his own people to fall in with the Germans and the Nazis and what they were doing? I mean, what can I say? That's true history. And give it all the excuses you want. It's just the fact. He was a young man and all that kind of stuff. Well, listen, I happen to know that a young man can be pretty well sized up for what kind of man he's going to be at about the age of from 12 to 16. And that fits for Mr. Soros. Anyway, Nazi Soros. Any event. So we're not surprised the Soros bought ticket vows to cut off support for Israel. I mean, Walls, Minnesota has turned their schools over to CCP influence, and Minnesota farmers are raising alarms at China's move to buy their farmland. Now, China presently owns, I don't know, a few hundred thousand acres of farmland and is trying to acquire it all over the country. And I can't find they own any in Minnesota at present. But what I do find is that they're getting calls with offers. So the question is, will this governor do what Sarah Huckabee Sanders did and just take away and require China to sell off all land they owned in Arkansas? Will he stand for the farmers in Minnesota and protect them? This guy who visited China 30 times, taught high school there for a year, had his honeymoon in China. Who does that? Would he resist increasing Chinese Communist Party influence in this country? He is on record supporting human rights groups protesting Beijing's human rights abuses. I want to put that caveat out there. And so the question is, does China love him or hate him? You see, my own limited experience, personally, and I have had some, and my experience watching the news and watching how China behaves, it tells me that, you know, if China keeps letting him come in, you know, 30 trips, right, and to flit about China like he owns a place, and you see some pictures, you see what I mean. There's something moving behind the scenes, friend, because they don't take this kind of thing lightly, siding with those who accuse them of human rights abuses. I mean, that's not their track record. I would be suspicious of this guy if he isn't an agent for Xi, but not for free. Yuck, yuck. I mean, we all do know how malleable Walz's convictions are. When Minnesotans appeared to be moving left, he went right along with them without a moment's hesitation. Or did he behind the scenes work it that way? That is the movement of Minnesota to the left. He apologized for his former A rating with the NRA, and the NRA called him a chameleon candidate lately. "Oh, America, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy." That was Jesus who said that. Stolen election, stolen valor, murdering babies in the womb, destroying once beautiful cities by condoning and supporting violence and mayhem during the Floyd riots. And how is it that the Biden-Harris administration has not seen as catastrophic, but we're told that Trump's will be? You liberals, do you forget that we were here during Trump's presidency? We don't all have Alzheimer's. We're not all going into dementia like Biden. We know what food, gas, and housing cost us then, and we're keenly aware of what it costs now. We remember when peace was breaking out all over the Middle East, and we can see that right now the Middle East is on fire with war and turmoil and unrest, all in the hands of Biden-Harris. You know, listen, your dark Jedi or your Sith tricks, they're not going to work here, friend. None of your arm-waving and hand-gesturing spell-casting is going to blind someone from their gas pump sticker shock or looking longingly at the bacon that they can't afford. America is getting red-pilled, big time. Hold on to the break, please. Thank you. I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jeff Landon with the Landmark Group of Keller Williams Realty Central Coast.
Working with the right team really makes a large difference. And what that looks like is working with someone that has high integrity, good values, understands the market, years of experience. I've been in this industry since 2006, and I have loved every moment of it. And part of that journey has been honing in the process to make it as simple and easy for our clients as possible. So when someone works with us, they know they're going to have a great high level of integrity. They're also going to have an easy process, easy as possible, and that all around they're going to have a great experience. We have so many 5-star reviews that our clients have shared with the public on the internet that really we are proud of, and we want to keep that going for years and years to come.
At Landmark Real Estate Group, you are the hero of the story, and our job is to guide you home. Let us know how we can help.
Call Jeff Landon at 805-904-0012. That's 805-904-0012.
Satan wants you to believe the world belongs to him, and that you, Christian, have no say and no place in it. But the secret is out. Jesus is king, and all mankind are his subjects. Satan has no right to rule an inch of territory in the earth. Learn how to claim the earth for Jesus Christ. Get God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. And man, they're hard at it right now, aren't they? Stolen election. Did it happen in 2020? Well, just zero in on Georgia, shall we? Joe Rossi, whom the deep state has attacked with a viciousness that totally confirms his legitimacy, just saying, stands before a Georgia presser and tells us Georgia owes President Trump an apology. I've got a link to it. You can watch it here. He reports that it has now been confirmed that the ballot duplications that were discovered were due to intentional human intervention. Not some oopsie. It was done on purpose. And that lifts the whole matter to the level of election fraud. With the evidence of election fraud mounting in Fulton County, Georgia, the Georgia State Election Board has decided to reopen the case. And they're calling on Raffensperger to appoint an independent counsel to conduct the investigation. They don't trust him. Member Janice Johnston, who voted with the majority to reopen the case, added, quote, based on the advice of counsel, I believe the attorney general may be conflicted and should seek the advice of conflicts counsel to determine who should represent the state election board in investigating this matter. Well, that's right. The Georgia State Election Board voted 3-2 to override the chairman, Rhino John Fervier, who declared, quote, the chair's position, my position, is that that case has been adjudicated, that Fulton County has met its obligation, the Secretary of State met their part of the obligation, end quote. Nevertheless, Janelle King, Janice Johnson, and Rick Jeffries stuck to the truth and voted the chair down. The Tina Peters case also is not over. In a Colorado courtroom, Peters' lawyers are showing proof that the Dominion Voting Systems Company and the Secretary of State colluded to carry out a scheme to delete records from the Dominion voting machines after the 2020 election, disguising this action as a system update. That Peters, being concerned about this possibility, took steps within her duty as Mesa County Clerk and Recorder to protect the voters' records of those machines. The data she collected provides proof that, in fact, Dominion did erase legal voting records contrary to law, and the Secretary of State was complicit in the act. And really, what would be the harm in creating a backup copy? Sounds like due diligence of a faithful employee, a state employee, if you ask me. Can it happen again? Check out the new mail-in ballot envelopes for Washington State requiring voters to identify their party affiliation on the outside of the envelope. Got a picture of it here in my notes. My notes are available, by the way, online when you go to brainmassage.net and click on this show, which is number 998. You see a player there to listen to the show and also a link to download the notes. It has all my documentation linked for you and some pictures and so on. Anyway, can you imagine receiving your mail-in ballot and then on the outside cover, you're supposed to check either a box one Democrat or a box two Republican? Excuse me? Does anybody listening to me have any way to explain what interest the state would have in knowing party affiliation when they're opening a mail-in voter ballot? Excuse me? How about stolen valor? Walls said, I deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. He didn't say I sort of deployed. He didn't say my battalion deployed. He said I deployed. And those who knew him then are crying foul. Plus, there are no military records to confirm that he deployed. In fact, what his military records show is that at the time he learned his unit would be deploying to Iraq, he thereafter, before deployment, resigned. Now, they're trying to tell us he did not say he deployed. These people are brazen in their deceit. Hear it for yourself. Presented on Fox and Friends First, a video of Walls in an interview back in 2007. Here you go.
Here he is in 2007 talking about a deployment that other veterans are now calling into question.
I spent 24 years in the National Guard, some of that full time. I was an artilleryman. I deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. My battalion provided base security throughout the European theater from Turkey to England in the early stages of the war in Afghanistan. And that same battalion is now in Iraq at this time.
Well, what did you hear? Will Harris Walls send the FBI stormtroopers after me now? Simply because I shared with you what Walls said from his own mouth?
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or...
Of course, as that would be defined by you. Harris has given the nod for the FBI to raid the home of Tennessee Representative Andy Ogle, who, it happens, had filed impeachment articles against Kamala Harris for, quote, dereliction of duty on the border, end quote. Yeah, not much hope the weaponization of the FBI will ever be addressed if that wicked duo gets into office. Harris Walls support baby murder to the ninth month. Hello? The thief comes to kill. And the thieves are coming, friend. They're coming to steal, kill, and destroy. Harris and Walls both presided over wanton destruction of Minneapolis and San Francisco and Seattle and all over the country. But in Minnesota, they teamed up. Those two, like a tag team, like Vance said. He fiddled while the city of Minneapolis burned, and Harris was providing or encouraging people to support a fund that would provide bail to release those few vandals in Minnesota who were arrested. The thief comes to destroy, and they're coming. Anyone suppose Harris Walls will back off the weaponization of government against Americans? The FBI raided private citizen whistleblower Scott Ritter's home. Ritter is an ex U.S. intelligence officer, by the way, an expert on war and geopolitics. And he's been using his free speech to expose deep state legacy media lies regarding Ukraine, and almost from the beginning of that debacle. Now, here is a video of the FBI stooges raiding his home, linked in my notes. No one is surprised, surely, that the cackling witch of the West would carry forward the weaponization of government against the people. And I mentioned the FBI raid on mega-conservative Tennessee Congressman Andy Ogle's home. Tennessee Congressman has filed impeachment articles against Kamala Harris for dereliction of duty on the border, as I mentioned earlier. Does anyone think a Harris-Waltz administration will protect our sovereignty against the World Health Organization and its desire or interest in forcing every global citizen to walk about with their global digital health certification network vaccination card? Look at this. I mean, you got to be kidding me. Many of the NATO countries are falling in for the France, Germany, and some others. Friend, it's happening. While the World Health Organization is looking for a new pandemic to push. Really? They were discussing the possibility of declaring Mpox a pandemic, or even I heard of a polio outbreak that was stirring some concern or specter of pandemic among a few. Yeah, it's like they're looking for something. Now, here's a list of 9 possibilities the WHO is watching right now. One of them is identified as Disease X. I kid you not. Maybe Elon should file a defamation suit. I'm kidding. Anyway, it's only a matter of time. We need to understand the Third Amendment rightly. I'm preaching a series, The Bible and the Bill of Rights, from the pulpit of the Lighthouse Baptist Church. And I'm looking at the Third Amendment right now. Listen, SCOTUS has in the past seen in this amendment a restriction against the government intruding upon our rights, even in the event of a war, much less some emergency declaration of another kind. The point is, the government cannot simply declare an emergency and then, like some magic wand, poof, our rights are gone. Jesus has come to give us all abundant life, friend. Choose wisely. He said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the Bible says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, that's the Spirit of Christ is, there's liberty. You better stay under the rule of King Jesus and his disciples, you know, the children of obedience, or you will certainly, and you are now, under the rule of pretender King Satan and his children of disobedience. And they are lawless and violent because they take the kingdom by force, without any respect at all to the consent of the governed. Okay, I need to wrap it up. I'm curious, but truly, there is a very interesting take on Kamala's esoteric hand-waving, some say spell-casting sort of thing that she does all the time. You got to check this out. And there's more in my notes here, linked for you. The guy is not alone in his observations, and his qualifications are sound, at least in this subject. Probably wouldn't track with him in many other things, but in this area, he does seem to have some expertise. He suggests that Kamala's see what can be, unburdened by what has been. With her accompanying hand gestures are esoteric witchcraft mumbo-jumbo. Well, specifically, what he says is, it hails from Luciferian dogma, and her gestures mimic Baphomet. But it is interesting that in response to this accusation by this fellow, that's getting some interest out there in the Twitterverse. It's interesting that in response to this, a group called Pagan News and Perspectives would come to her defense. I'm just saying. It's not a new thing for Kamala. She's been saying this for actually quite a few years. And she almost always uses the Baphomaic gesticulation while uttering her, quote, incantation, end quote. Anyway, in this case, ending with the right hand up, while she says, on what can be. And then that held in place as she points the left hand down, saying, what has been. It's just weird, right? I mean, really. You remember the whole just weird thing has kind of disappeared. You notice that? Every single one of the legacy media outlets were pushing the weird thing. It was an obvious mistake. I mean, who hasn't seen the hundreds of memes that popped up like overnight, giving anybody who was interested a chance to look and compare and to see who's weird and who's not? One example comes to mind, Buttigieg nursing his baby. Give me a break. These people are in some kind of fantasy land, which is, we know that's true, but it comes to my point. It's just weird, man. Or the picture of him and his, I guess, husband or wife, or I don't know which is which in that relationship, or whatever it is. But they're both laying there in a hospital bed as if they've just given birth to their babies that they're holding in their arms with this for this photo opportunity. What? That's, friend, that's weird. And then you got that picture over opposed to a nice family picture of the Vance family. That's a beautiful family, the children, the wife, the husband, you know, normal as opposed to weird. I mean, they really did trigger a barrage of this kind of thing, all of them pointing out clearly who are the weird ones in this debate. So it makes me think, were they really that stupid as to go out there with that? You know, it's hard to believe. That was inviting a total humiliation and embarrassment. But I think they saw it as a threat to them, and they tried to do what their Lucifer-worshipping leader Marx and his best student Saul Alinsky told them to do. Accuse your opponent of what you are doing in order to confuse them. Or, in this case, accuse them of what you are. This stated by Marx, by the way, and it's an extension of Alinsky's third rule. Whenever possible, go outside the experience of the enemy. I don't have time to explain it here, but those of you who are familiar with Alinsky, you probably can figure out how that applies. It confuses and puts them off balance. I'll discuss it some more Saturday night. Now I've got to go, and I'll see you Saturday night during the Brain Massage live stream. It begins at about 8 p.m. Now I'm traveling this weekend, and so there's a possibility I won't get to my live stream at 8, but I will send the notification out letting you know when we'll be going on. And by the way, have any of you ever heard a single Democrat explain exactly what they think Trump's going to do that would be catastrophic for America? And what exactly has he done that supports their allegation that he's going to be a dictator? Biden and Harris and that crowd, they've been the ones that have been doing the dictator dance all over our Constitution and our rights. In The Atlantic, quote, Trump's election would be catastrophic, end quote. And then it just tags, as is obvious to anyone. They never tell you in what way his administration would be catastrophic for America. They never bother to do that. They just say it and say it, and everybody knows that. Well, no, we don't know that. We need you to build your case. Show us your proof for this allegation. In this article, they simply assert it as a fact that everyone finds obvious. Don't fall for that trick. That's a Sith trick, friend. We are now living the catastrophe of Biden-Harris, right? We remember the halcyon days of Trump, by comparison. And can you believe it? Even with every hellhound of Satan snarling, nipping at his heels, growling, you know, salivating all over us with their and vomiting all over America and all over our rights and all over our freedoms and every effort they can make to get at him and through him to get at us. The Russian collusion hoax, for example, remember, he gave us the best economy, the best run of peace and hope of peace that I've ever seen in my lifetime in this country or in the world. Even better than Reagan, by the way. Hey, Lefty, your Sith tricks. They're breaking down, friend. They're not working anymore. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. Now you let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Find the contact button and send me an email. You can leave a message for us on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. Now, if I say pretty please, would you do that? Would you call me and let me know whether it's lights on or lights off? I need to size up my new audience and find out what we've got out there. I also need to find out how much of my audience has found me on this new station. So call me, 805-314-2114, or send me an email, brainmassage.net. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
Go to godswar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.